Masechta Shabbos, Perek Tes Zayin, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnayos continue discussing what is allowed to be saved from a fire on Shabbos. Mishnah Beis, Matzilin, Mazen Shelosh Sudas. A person can save the food from his burning house up to the amount of 3 meals worth. We're obligated to have 3 meals on Shabbos, so you can save 3 meals worth of food from the burning house. Haroi La'adam, La'adam. Food that's fit for people, he can save for people. And haray l'behema, l'behema, food that's fit for animal feed, he can save that for his animals. Ketzad, how is this so, that he can save three meals worth? That's if nafla d'leika b'leilei Shabbos. If the fire fell out on Friday night, and he didn't yet have his meal, so he still needs to eat 3 meals, then matzilin mazon shalashudas, he can save 3 meals, because he's going to need Friday night, Shabbos morning, and shalashudas. Bashacharis, if the fire fell out in the morning while he already had the meal Friday night and he only needs 2 more meals, then Matzilin Mazen Shtei Sudas. The first opinion in the Mishnah holds then he can only save 2 meals worth. B'mincha, if the fire broke out Shabbos afternoon before his 3rd meal, then Mazen Suda Achas, he can only save the food for one meal. Rabbi Yasi argues, and he says, La'ayla Matzilin Mazen Shtei Sudas, regardless of when the fire broke out and how many meals he ate already, he can always save 3 meals worth of food, even if it's towards the end of Shabbos, because since Chazal allowed at some point in time for him to save 3 meals worth, they didn't differentiate between the time, and that became the set rule that it's always 3 meals he can save. Mishnah Gimel. Matzilin Sal Malei Kikaris. A person can save a basket that's filled with many loaves of bread. Even if it has enough bread for 100 sudas, since it's all in one basket, and he's just going to pick up the basket in one action of taking it out, so that was allowed to be taken, even though it's more than 3 meals worth. The eagle shall dvela, and a cake of pressed figs, even though it has enough for many meals. The chavish al yain, and a barrel of wine, even though it has enough for many meals. The Aimer and the owner of the burning house, he can say la'acherim to other people, Bayu va'atzilu lechem, come and save some food for yourselves. And other people can come, and each one can take 3 meals worth for themselves from this burning house. V'mayu pichim, if they were knowledgeable of the halacha of Shabbos, then eisen imei cheshbon achas Shabbos, they can make a calculation, the value of saving those meals, and they can return the food to the house owner and get money for this that they did them a service of saving, even though one is not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. But here, since when they're going in to save the food, they weren't hired to do so for pay, they have the right to keep the food for themselves, and then it would not be any sort of skiris, any sort of hired workers. They would just be taking food for themselves, since they had that right. So there's no real binding agreement of hiring workers over here, so they are allowed to afterwards return the food and ask for money. And if they were pikeach and they knew this differentiation in halacha, they would do such a thing. If they didn't need the food, they would do this for money. Lahechan matzilan son, to where are you allowed to save these food? Where are you allowed to take it out from the private property? Into which domain can you bring it out? We mentioned leniencies by the kisvei akedush in the previous mishnah, in the first mishnah in the parak, that you can take them out into Mavai in certain instances that you generally wouldn't be allowed to carry out to, but to protect the farm, you're allowed to do that. When it comes to food, we didn't give such leniencies. The first opinion says, L'chatzer ha-me'arevis. You can only bring the food out into a chatzer, a courtyard that already has an eruv chatzer, so eruv that allows a person to carry from the house into the chatzer that's shared by multiple houses. And this form of carrying of Haitzah was permitted l'chachila, regardless of if there would be a fire or not. And basically, this opinion held that there was no leniencies regarding restrictions of taking it out into other domains, and you have to take it out into a place that has 100% kasher eiv in order to be able to take the food out. Ben Beseir says, he gives a more lenient opinion, afal she'enem o'revis, even if there wasn't an eiv chatziris. It has to be a chatzer. You can't take it out into a mavi like you were allowed to bring the svarim. You can bring it out into a chatzer, she'enem o'revis, a chatzer that doesn't have an eiv chatziris. That much they were lenient on to bring food out from a burning house on Shabbos.